The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Donna, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. So, Donna, you went to go see Dr. Yardley for low back pain and sciatica, but you also saw some incredible improvements in an area you didn't expect, your sinuses. Can you tell me about that?
I can. I have suffered with sinus problems as long as I can remember, and I actually didn't expect anything to happen that in that area, and the sciatic is gone pretty much all the way, and last fall and this spring, I was clear, my head was clear, I wasn't feeling like I was blowing up, and it's amazing, and it's fantastic. I've been able to work in the yard this year, and it's awesome.
It's so funny, Donna. I was just telling the team here that, you know, it's so funny. I'll talk to fellow patients of Dr. Yardley. And I also had sciatica. It's gone. And I was just telling the guys, I said, you know what? I used to be on antibiotics twice a year for sinus infections. Actually, I haven't been on that since Dr. Yardley, but I hadn't connected the two. I want to talk to you about starting care with Dr. Yardley. What gave you the confidence that he'd be able to help when others couldn't have, weren't able to help you?
Well, I called in April of 2016, and I went in for a consultation, and I said, there's three things I don't want. I don't want pills, shots, or surgery. And he looked at me and he said, we can do that.
Yeah.
And that was when I thought, you know, maybe this will help where nothing else has helped.
That's so funny because I know Dr. Yardley is big into healthcare versus disease care. Smart approach you took. So when you started care, how long was it before you started to see improvements with your low back pain and your sciatica and your sinuses?
Well, the funny thing is, my first, the first time he adjusted my neck, I went home and I thought, oh, something's wrong here. I don't hurt. And then I went back a couple of, could you go back several times? And the second time he adjusted me, I thought, well, I've got to feel this because I couldn't remember how it felt like the first time. And you feel nothing.
Yeah.
But it was like almost instant that was gone. But like in 6 months, my sinuses were like, wow, where did they go?
Yeah, it's so funny, Donna. Once again, when I went to go see the doctor, the first treatment was so gentle. I left the office going, did anything just happen? And then for me, it was walking around the next day at the gym saying, wait a minute, I don't have the joint pain I did. Did you see any improvements with any other health issues that you didn't expect? We've talked about the sinuses, the lower back pain, the sciatica.
Well, he did. My blood pressure, I've always had real high blood pressure, and it has stabilized to where the doctor, I still take my pill, but I don't need any extra stuff.
Yeah.
So that has stabilized where I didn't ever think it would.
It's phenomenal. It's the Yardley, pardon me?
Those three things are what took, my back was what got me there, but the three things is so phenomenal to me that it blows me away.
I've heard this, I've talked to a lot of fellow patients, and I never failed to get a kind of a thrill from this. When you tell others about the Yardley Institute, what do you tell your friends or other people about the team at the Yardley Institute and how they do business?
I just tell them that if they don't go in, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
and that if they don't try it, then don't talk to me about all their aches and pains.
This is great. Well, listen, Donna, I appreciate your time very much. It's I will have to seek you out in the lobby sometime and say hi to you. Congratulations on being back out in the garden.
It's wonderful. Yeah. I work out all day Saturday, and that's the first time I've really worked in the yard. Well, I did this spring also, but this is really the first time I've spent most all day long just piddling.
What's it feel like to be able to be out in the sun that way, have the sun on your face and back out in the garden? How's that feel?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's one of my passions.
Yeah. What would you say about Dr. Yardley personally?
He is so personable and puts you so at ease that you don't even realize what's going on sometimes.
Yeah. I would ask you one last question, Donna, that is... there's people who sit on the fence, right? People that you haven't met yet. And they'll hear this, oh, I don't know. I don't know. She said, if I don't try it, you know, I'm never going to know. What's the one thing you would tell them to convince them to call Dr. Yardley and see if they're a candidate for care?
When you hurt bad enough, you're going to call him.
Yeah.
And that's where I was.
Well, there you go. Well, God bless you for getting on the phone with us. And I'm so happy that you're feeling better.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Good. Okay, I look forward to meeting you sometime in the lobby, Donna. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It's funny, when I talk to people like Donna, it's so common for me to hear them say something about something they suffered. She talked about her sinuses, and it has been an issue with me my entire life. And I was getting sick all the time, and I told Donna, twice a year I was on antibiotics for sinus illness, and that's not occurring anymore. And I did not connect the two, but when you restore the brain's ability to send healing signals to the body, the brain-body connection, it only makes sense that you would get that. Then she also talked about sciatica. I had sciatica. My friend Ron Upshaw from Car Radio reminded me of that. So many good effects from restoring the brain-body connection that it's almost silly to not go try the gentle, non-invasive care of Dr. Yardley. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Car Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away. Had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Yardley, just a second, we're going to talk to Allison, who I think is a new patient for the Yardley Institute. And she has complex region pain syndrome. It sounds complex. What is it?
Yeah, it sounds complex to me, and I don't know a lot about it. I don't think anyone knows a lot about it. It is thought to be related to the sympathetic nervous system. There's been other theories that it's related to the autoimmune system. The answer is they really don't know.
A lot of stuff going on with it?
Devastating to the people that suffer from it.
Well, then we better talk to her and find out how she's doing.
Yes.
Allison, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Allison.
Dr. Yardley.
please.
So, Allison, you have had this condition, complex region pain syndrome. Tell me what that meant for you in your life. What were you suffering from physically, and what was going on?
It's an injury to your sympathetic nervous system. And so the diagnosis is that it overloads all the time, and your limbs start to curl, and you're really sensitive to light and air, and your limbs pull and curl.
And does that restrict how you're able to get around?
Oh yeah, for quite some time I was in a wheelchair and on a cane.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was just too difficult to get around anymore.
Now, how do you deal with that? Do you take painkillers for that kind of thing?
I was given opiates.
Okay.
And then I was scheduled to have a brain stimulator and a morphine pump put in, but I chickened out.
Okay.
And so I got off the opiates, but I didn't get any better. My condition didn't really change.
I got to ask you, how much were you spending on drugs a month?
I had $1,300 a month.
And how long was this going on for you?
My auto accident was in the year 2000.
So you were dealing with this for, what, a minimum of 10 years?
Yeah,
long time.
Yeah.
All right, so you went and saw Dr. Yardley.
Yes.
What was that procedure like? Non-invasive, gentle, harsh? What was it like?
Oh, it was so gentle. You hardly even feel it. And you just lay there, and they move this bone. And when you sit up, you can feel the difference right away.
Really?
Like my whole left side of my body got warm right away. My face got warm. And it just amazed me because I'm always so cold all the time. And so I noticed it right away. And it was very gentle. You don't feel anything. And it's an easy procedure compared to some of the things I've been through.
So now I understand that when you first got there, you could not sit up straight. You could not shake hands.
No. My limbs are so cold and they were so painful that I didn't like to shake hands with anybody.
So are you still in that situation, or has that changed?
That's really changed. In fact, I went out in the sunshine, and it doesn't even hurt.
You must be just amazed.
I'm amazed.
So are your limbs still curling, or are they straightening up? They're not.
No, in fact, all that, I get the desire for them to pull, but they don't actually pull and cramp anymore. So the feeling comes there, but then it dissipates. And as far as my lower back goes, I had a L4, L5 injury from the car accident. And so by the time I saw Dr. Yardley, I couldn't sit up straight, and all I could do was either lay to the side or lay forward. And boy, right away, that started clearing up, and my limp went away. So I'm very excited and happy about life.
Now, would you recommend this to somebody else who has complex region pain syndrome or a similar set of, say, problems that you had?
Oh, anyone with a pain syndrome, I think, would be really well served by this. And, you know, when you're in pain all the time, you get angry and grumpy. And life doesn't have to be that way. I was very grumpy all the time, and I noticed that I have a real nice feeling of peace. And I don't feel frustrated all the time and just that upset feeling from not feeling good.
Are the drugs pretty much gone?
I don't take anything.
Oh, my.
And I was on a lot of ibuprofen, too, and I don't take any of that anymore. So, and it really has helped me with the withdrawal feelings from the opiates.
Yeah.
You know, even after you're off them for a while, you still get that feeling of when you start to withdraw. And I noticed that had just disappeared, and I didn't expect that.
Now, you're a relatively new patient with Dr. Yardley, the Yardley Institute, I should say. So you're not even all the way through your treatment yet, are you?
No, I'm not. And that's why I wanted to do this, was to tell other people that, you know, your relief can come faster than you even think it can. And, you know, you can get some quality of life back.
Mm. And you had been through so much in those 13 years in terms of loss of job and the insurance. The way you've been treated has been, well, it's been despicable, actually.
It has, but I've been treated very well at the Yardley Institute, and I'm really grateful.
Well, we are grateful that you would take the time to chat with us. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Allison. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Yardley.
It's my pleasure.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Todd Herman. You hear me here on Cairo from time to time. You've heard me on KTTH. And my buddy Frank Shires, he does the evening news here in Cairo. We get to hang out some of these mornings with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We're both patients of his. So we got to turn the tables. Now we get to ask the doc questions. Well, I wanted to chat with you today about one of the things that's impressed me, Dr. Yardley, is the way you operate only on data. Every time I go to the institute to work with you guys, you always check me, always operate on data, always asking how I'm doing. But the intake process, you know, when people go find out if they're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute, it's not some little 15-minute chat. I mean, you really dig in. It's gentle. It's not invasive the way you do it. But what are you looking for in that process? Because that was one thing that impressed me, well, of many things. But the intake process seems so rigorous.
Well, one of the first steps that we have to do is find out about the person themselves. What's going on with them? What's important to them? And one of the standard questions I will always start out with, and that is, if you had to pick one thing that you most want to get help with as a result of coming to this office, what would it be? And then they get to share what that is. Many of them don't like that question because they got like 3 or 4 things and they're wanting and hoping for help with all 3 or 4. And they may well get that. But from my purpose, I need to find out what is the most important thing. Then once we've got the details of that, I found out what else they've tried, what's worked, what hasn't worked, a little bit more about their history and background. Then we move into, first of all, a brief explanation in terms of what we do.
Right.
And then we move into some testing. The testing is really designed to determine if a patient's a candidate for care. I would just soon not have a person as a patient than have them not helped. And so we go through this series of tests performed by myself. I have clinical assistants that work with me in doing it.
Yeah.
And these are creating a series of metrics. Our work is always metric-based. Even the x-ray work that I do is really based on taking measurements off the x-rays, measurements that should be, A, reproducible, and B, we should be able to show that they're gone, that they're changed afterwards. Otherwise, we didn't do our job. So a lot of that first visit is really getting to know the person, getting to know what issues are important to them, and also getting to know what's going on with their body, and is this something, do we feel that we can help the case or not? So it allows me to get to know the patient, what's important, and be real in terms of our expectations, what we can do and what we can't do. We help many, many people, but we're not a cure-all. And it's important that we start out with realistic expectations so people will be most satisfied with the care that they get.
Yeah, you visited with a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, Corey, who called you to see if there's a preliminary chance that you could help her. And she went through some of her medical history, and you were able to determine that, wow, there's a lot going on here that we probably are not able to address, maybe some other things we could help you with. And she was disappointed, but she was also thrilled. She was thrilled because you were honest, right?
Yep.
And what I've found, though, is when I went in to work with you, and it was for joint pain, what was so interesting to me was I had conditions I didn't know about. Because I think as we age, we just, right, we get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had sciatica, and I just thought, well, this is what it is to be 50. I have sciatica. And I had these headaches that would reoccur every weekend. I would get sinus infections every year. I haven't had a sinus infection since I worked with you. Not one. And you've explained that to me in terms of not focusing on just the name of something. Okay, I have fibromyalgia. I have acid reflux. I have depression. Those are the names that, folks give things. But focusing instead on the central issue of the brain-body connection. So how is it that brain-body connection, how can it improve so many things that, in my case, I didn't even know I had wrong?
Well, because you'll find that, we are victims of society, both in terms of our programming towards healthcare, but also in terms of how we treat our bodies. We're going to drive a car every day. We're going to sit in front of TV. If you're in the younger group, you're going to be texting. What does that all do? It creates your head coming forward, your shoulders getting, and your posture begins to deteriorate. And that begins to create key breakdowns in your body. And those key breakdowns start becoming our problem areas. And we look at it and wonder, where did that come from, you see? So part of the care that we provide at the office is not just correcting that brain-body connection, not just facilitating the ability of the body to heal itself, but also to start retraining these habits so that as we get older, 60, 70, 80 years of age, we've not got this building crescendo of breakdown in the body.
Building crescendo of breakdown. You need to trademark that because, no, that's said really, really well. A building crescendo breakdown, because that makes sense to me. You shared my follow-up x-rays with me.
Yes.
You reversed something in me that was, you know, I was getting to a dangerous point where I needed you.
Mm-hmm.
There's folks who listen to you and they've tried everything, right? Because they've been told it's pills, it's surgery. That's just a different approach than you, because I've heard you say you don't heal people.
No, we do not. The body heals itself. Yeah. What we try and eliminate, what we do and what we're about, is eliminating that which is stopping the body from healing itself. So it's just a matter of correcting that and getting out of the way.
Yeah. And when I visited with you for the first time, and I went through the gentle non-invasive tests, and then had my first treatment from you, which was also gentle non-invasive, I was surprised. I was actually shocked at how quickly I felt better. So don't do what I did. Don't wait. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, we're going to be joined by a guy with some absolutely fascinating stories. He had three back surgeries, and at one point was told, hey, guess what? We're going to fuse all your vertebrae together. Sounds like fun, but he instead decided to go see my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., even though he was a little bit skeptical. Jason joins us. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm feeling good. I guess you're doing better now, too.
Much, much better. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your story. You at one point, you were unable to get operations, you'd been through three of them, and you were immobile for how long? Were you immobile?
So the first spinal surgery that I had took place in the UK about 25 years ago. That was an absolute nightmare. I was a young guy then. The injury was caused by kickboxing, which was obviously worked to my detriment eventually. The national health system in the United Kingdom has kind of got a worldwide reputation for being terrible. It's all very, very true. And when these problems started with my lower back, way back when, lots and lots of medication, terrible, terrible experience. Certainly for being such a young guy, it was literally crippling. Long story short, I had a very brutal back surgery eventually, which left me laying down for about 4 months, recuperating from the operation. Then I guess if we fast forward to around about 2010, it went again, you know, leaning to one side, couldn't walk, medication, the whole nine. Same story, L5 vertebrae gone. They had to remove some more pieces of it, obviously shaving bits off it. 2015, I was in Colorado in the States, and it went again. Had another back surgery, and that's kind of where it was up until, I'm going to say, last summer, where I was doing some work on the house with my wife, went out again, and I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused, and oh. I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. Now, my mother-in-law listens to your show quite often, and she suggested that I get in touch with Dr. Yardley. Now, one of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. Now, that kind of brings us to signing up with Dr. Yardley originally. Obviously, very, very skeptical. I've had some experiences over the years with, you know, I guess you can call them normal chiropractors. So I went there with, you know, as much as an open mind as I could. And, you know, we met Dr. Yardley, and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain. And, you know, he's a Kiwi, so we have kind of a UK connection, I suppose, inadvertently. And, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
Mm. So you went in like I did. I'm a patient, Dr. Lee Yardley's. I've been for 3 years. And when I went through the first treatment, I called some people at the station and said, wow, I don't know. I don't know that he did anything. But it was remarkable, Jason. For me, it was the day after the day, I was walking around the gym. My joint pain was gone, and I was just astonished. And I guess for you, you had, a couple weeks in, you started to feel better after being treated by Dr. Yardley?
I really don't think it took a couple of weeks. He adjusted me, and literally, I think pretty much as soon as we walked out into the parking lot, actually, I'm not going to say I was miraculously healed, but I was standing straighter. I literally looked at my wife, Nicole, and said, I can already feel a difference. And she was flabbergasted, as was I. And I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. You know, and my mother-in-law was extremely happy. My wife was happy, and I could literally get back on with my life again. It was phenomenal and just complete and utter miracle, actually. And my life has got way, way better because of it. I'm walking straight. I don't stoop anymore. I have absolutely no pain whatsoever. And, you know, as a result of it all, my 7-year-old stepson, Jake, is also now a patient. My wife is now a patient. My father-in-law is now a patient. You know, and I very, very readily recommend anybody who has anything like this to go and see him, because, you know, surgery is definitely not a great option, obviously. And I really wish that I'd known about Dr. Yardley 25 plus years ago when I first had my first surgery. So,
well, you just told a bunch of people.
Interestingly enough, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'll stand by that, you know, 10,000,000%. Just we were actually moving out of our old home. We were selling some items. You know, this couple showed up from Seattle, and the guy, he couldn't walk. I mean, I saw it straight away. He was absolutely in agony, and I knew what kind of pain he was in because I could tell by the way he was walking. And I started talking to the guy, and he said, yeah, I've had one surgery, and, you know, now I'm back in the same place, and the pain is just so brutal. I'm full of medication just to be able to get through my day-to-day life. And I immediately pulled out a business card of Dr. Yardley's, gave it to him, and I said, really, you have to go and see this guy. And I told him exactly what had happened for me and, you know, all our family members who have been treated by him, because it's just just incredible.
Well, I can tell you right now, Jason, you just told a bunch of people about this, and you're a great storyteller, and I bet you were a great fighter and sound like a great dad, and it's just it's really terrific what you've done. So God bless you. I'm glad that you're feeling better, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. It's a great story, and I'm just so thrilled you're better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. It's a pleasure speaking to you and sharing this information with people.
Well,
absolutely.
Give your folks, the folks who listen to the show, give them a hug, and then you try me one day, because I talk about that British healthcare system from time to time. So you give me a try.
Okay.
All right, Jason. Thanks very much.
Awesome speaking to you.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard. And the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain, and you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know, he's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, in just a second, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Deanna. And she has had, I mean, she's had a hard time. Tell me a little bit about her.
She's a music minister. She plays. And she brought to us issues that she'd had her entire life. But the problem was, they were getting worse. They've been getting worse over the last 4 years. And she'd been through extensive diagnostic workups, MRI, and x-rays, etc.
Uh-huh.
And she had to sleep with ice packs every night.
I want to talk to her. Let's invite her in.
Sounds good.
Deanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be able to share with you.
Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Deanna, we like to start by asking people, I know that you were a music minister. I was curious about the various maladies, the things that you were suffering from when you went to see Lee. And I understand you had a long history of back and neck pain. Tell me about that.
I had 2 really serious head injuries when I was a little girl, and I kind of think that's where it came from. And I just, ever since I was in my 20s, had low back, neck, upper back pain that just got worse. And now I'm in my 50s, and everything just kind of progressed and got worse.
Had you gone to see somebody about this? Had you had any clinical work done?
Oh, yeah, lots. I've seen 5 chiropractors over the years, had a lot of spinal manipulation, saw a massage therapist, obviously had drugs on hand to occasionally take. But I just reached the point in the last 5 years where, in addition to just constant pain and neck stiffness, I began having unpredictable and explosive bursts of pain in my neck, which quite frankly frightened me. And I just felt like my neck was going to break. On top of that, I felt like my nervous system was just increasingly on edge, and I was having problems with shaking and tremors. And I was just nervous and jumpy. My body was just out of control.
You were having some trouble sleeping? Do I understand that to be correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big problems with insomnia and migraines.
How much were you sleeping a night?
There was quite a few years there where it was maybe 2 to 6 hours a night.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a crazy woman. So I'm amazed my husband stayed.
So you ended up going to see Dr. Yardley.
That was the best choice I ever made. And I'm so grateful because my husband, Lonnie, listens to your show all the time. And he kept mentioning Dr. Yardley, and I'm ashamed to admit, but he finally said, why don't you go see Dr. Yardley? And I just said, an infomercial? Really? And I was skeptical. I was super skeptical. Dr. Yardley just turned the whole thing around. And what I loved the most about it was Dr. Yardley's little adjustment. You hardly know. You don't know anything's happening.
Yeah, what was your impression after you got adjusted?
I was amazed because I did. Some people said they didn't feel anything, but I didn't feel anything when you did the adjustment. But afterwards, I felt little tingles go across the top of my head, like for the first time in a long time, blood was going to my brain. And it just felt really good. I just felt my body kind of relax.
Now, my understanding is that you've been under Dr. Yardley's care for a while. Are you still sleeping on ice packs?
You know, I don't use the ice packs anymore. That's right. I slept on ice packs every night. I don't use the ice packs anymore. I sleep well. I rarely have pain. When I do have a little twinge of pain, it's very short and very mild, and it comes and goes quickly. Man, I can ride in a car, which I couldn't do that for a long time. I couldn't ride in a car for longer than 5 minutes, and I can just cook and do chores. And I mean, yeah, my whole life has changed. I'm mostly pain free.
And your husband has chosen to remain with you.
He has. And I got to tell you, one of the really significant things is, you know, we love to camp and hike, and it's in the Canadian Rockies. And while we were camping there, we took two really difficult hikes. And one of them was 8 miles round trip, and it was steep. And I did all the hiking and all the camping without one single back pain.
Wow.
And yeah, I know, that's unprecedented. Mm. So I'm trying to convince my husband that he needs to come to Dr. Yardley now.
That's good. We like that.
Yeah.
Let's get the whole family going.
Yeah, so it's been my miracle.
I have a question for you, Deanna.
Yes.
What message do you have to the wives of husbands who are busy trying to tell them that they need to come in and see us or come and listen to our program?
Yeah, I know. You know, my advice would be your skepticism is understandable, but it's ill-founded, and don't wait. Because life is so much better when you don't have pain and when you've got energy. It's just so much better. My life is so different. I never thought it could be like this.
I think that's good advice.
Deanna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Well, you guys have a good afternoon.
You do the same.
Dr. Yardley, that is just an amazing story.
It is, and she's an amazing lady.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before you started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, like mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. It's Todd Herman. You heard me here on Cairo. You heard me on KTTH. You know, myself and Frank Shires. Frank does the evening news here on Cairo. We get the good, fun opportunity to talk with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and it's outside of the clinic because Frank and I are both patients of Dr. Yardley's. The phrase, restoring health, improving lives naturally, it's a show that focuses on, Doctor, what you do at the Yardley Institute, but it's also who you are. And I've learned this over a couple of years with you. Restoring health naturally, you're in, you say, the healthcare business versus the disease care business. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Yeah. See, we're raised in a society where we consider health as being the absence of symptoms. And so our whole healthcare system is all about identifying and attacking, trying to get rid of things. The problem with it is this, with chronic illnesses and chronic disease syndromes, quite often they can't get rid of it. It becomes more of a containment approach. And thankfully so. I mean, let's take what we can get. But it doesn't correct the underlying cause. Now, healthcare is a different story. It's really not about identifying, labeling, and attacking. It's all about looking at control systems within the body. What's working? What's not working? Why is it not working? And what will change if we get it working?
So since I've become a patient with you, I got to think, probably on a casual basis, 30 people in the Welcome Center at the Yardley Institute, where I get the free water. You always have the high-class water from New Zealand. I've also met people here at the radio station where I've recorded ads with them. There's a commonality that I find that people go in for one core issue. They might go in, say, for fibromyalgia. In the case, my case, I went in for joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
But the commonality is other symptoms start to go away.
Right.
Like my joint pain went away when you worked with me, really gentle, non-invasive care.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized my headaches were gone and I didn't have sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain that dynamic? Because I think that that is maybe even makes people feel a little skeptical that, wait, one treatment did all those things.
Well, that's the core of a healthcare approach. A healthcare approach is not about eliminating this or eliminating that, but about getting that body to function at a much higher level, at a much better level. And in so doing, then many other things that you perhaps weren't aware of, or you were aware that they weren't working as well as they did 10 years ago, suddenly they start kicking in. They start working. You start sleeping better. You have more energy. And that's different for each person. Each person has their own story on that.
At the Institute, Dr. Yardley, you shared something with me about our spinal cords. You shared something with me that's just made it remarkable for me when I think about what you do. If I were to say to you, if I were to skip every third word in a sentence, right, it's gobbledygook. It doesn't make any sense to anybody. You can't communicate that way. And I grew and understood that our bodies, our brains, can somehow be impacted in being able to send healing signals. You explain that so much better than I do because you're actually a doctor and I'm not. So can you talk about that?
Well, the body's default setting is to heal itself. It really wants to heal itself. It's trying to heal itself. So if you're searching for health or a solution to a problem, it's simply a matter of finding out why it's not happening, why it's not occurring. Now, you'll find that the brain and the body are connected. There's a brain-body connection, and it creates systems that control and coordinate and enable and facilitate the body to heal. And in fact, that happens thousands of times every day in our lives. We're not even worried about it until one minor or maybe not so minor instance, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't seem to be happening. And that's where our concern gets. That's what we start focusing on. But the truth of it is, what work that we do is tapping into a system that's working just fine most of our lives, and for most parts of our day. It's just the short times that it doesn't that we start having problems.
I've explained it to people by saying, what happens if the brain-body connection is severed? It's really, really bad news, right? But if it's impacted, it's not great either. So I guess when people get focused on a symptom,
mm-hmm.
I guess I hear you saying that doctors, sometimes people who are in the disease care business, you come in and you've got sciatic or acid reflux. So they say, okay, well, let's fix the acid reflux.
Correct.
Now, does that sometimes take on the characteristic of buffering the symptoms or making it so that you don't feel the symptoms? Is that sort of disease care as well?
Well, often it is. It's like, you know, take a painkiller because you got a pain. What's the painkiller do? It doesn't fix the cause of the pain. Pain is the body's way of saying, hey, something's not right. We're looking for help here. And you cut the signal off so you don't feel it anymore. That's somewhat the same as turning the fire alarm off when it goes off rather than putting the fire out, you see?
Right, right.
And the example you used, acid reflux, I mean, there are many modalities that have been developed to try and deal with acid reflux. But while they give temporary relief, they don't generally give long-term correction.
Right. And so I once explained this as a princess and the pea syndrome.
Mm.
Right? That you, the book, The Princess and the Pea, mm-hmm. figure out who the princess is by who can feel the pea under a stack of mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
So the medicine and the surgeries, that's just kind of stacking mattresses sometimes, right?
It
the
can
pea
be.
Is still there, and it's eventually going to bug you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, look, drugs and surgery save lives at times. We need it.
Yeah.
But it's probably not the first thing that you want to go to.
Right.
And the vast majority of the patients I see coming into my office, we're the last resort. They've tried everything else and it doesn't work. And they're kind of, okay, we'll give you a shot at it, you know. And I've even had those come in. I mean, I've had spouses very recently bring their wife in. The spouse wanted them to do what we did. And she tried so many things that had failed so much, she didn't want to do it. Somehow, he got her to try us. She's doing much better now.
Yeah,
so that changed a complete turnaround in her attitude.
Yeah, I've encountered that. A lot of people wait to that last second, so don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get in. If you tried the other things, the pills and the surgery, stop, right? Go get to the core, the brain-body connection, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.